Thank you, Bishop Silva, and good morning to all of you listening on Relevant Radio 740 across the great state of Hawaii. It's 19 minutes after the hour on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app in the next half hour. How to keep your marriage strong during the holidays. A lot of anxiety, right? And that anxiety can lead to a lot of stress, and that stress can lead to an argument. How to get around some of those pitfalls. We've got the solutions coming up, and also the beginning of some of the solutions if you're just feeling blue. And this is a time of the year, especially with not a lot of light, where if you have any kind of anxiety disorder, it seems to come to the surface and then superimpose that over everybody else seeming to have a great time at Christmas. How do you balance that? How do you deal with anxiety during this time? And it's also affecting our shepherds as well. On Friday afternoon, Bishop James Connolly from the Diocese of Lincoln, Nebraska, sent out a letter to Catholics in the diocese saying that he's taking a medical leave of absence. And he says, and we're quoting from that letter, "I have been medically diagnosed with depression and anxiety, along with chronic insomnia and debilitating tinnitus, which is a constant ringing of the ears." Let's get some solutions right now from Rhonda Martin, a licensed professional clinical counselor, board-certified professional counselor, and a fellow of the American Psychotherapy Association. Rhonda, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you. And so many this time of the year are challenged by the lack of light. And, you know, it's a little easier on those seasons when we have a lot of snow to look at and the sun is reflected off of the snow. And that, in most cases, hasn't happened too much this year, John. So a lot to talk about with anxiety, depression, OCD, PTSD, other mental health concerns this time of the year.
And there's nothing to be ashamed about, and you and I have talked about that, not only in admitting that you are anxious or you're depressed, but also to get help for that. Evidence Bishop Connolly, in his letter to the faithful in the Diocese of Lincoln on Friday afternoon, medically diagnosed with depression, anxiety, chronic insomnia. It can happen to any of us.
Absolutely. And Bishop Connolly, what an example to put that out there. And that could comfort so many this time of the year to make it so that they do tell their loved ones that they do seek help from a professional, whether it be their physician, a counselor, the priest, or just a few family members that they feel can help them with their issues. And we know, too, this time of the year, John, when individuals that have anxiety and depression, when they think about the holiday events coming up, they think on Christmas Eve, they're going to be going to two separate houses. On Christmas Day, there are three stops they need to make, including grandma's, and they start to plan it out, and they become overwhelmed. And for so many of us, we're excited about the opportunity to see so many family members and interact, and we're looking forward to that. Yet there's this around 30% of our population that struggles with anxiety, depression, or a similar type of concern, and they are already having worries about the what-ifs of that, the days, the nights, and the gifts, and just the activities, interactions, the person that maybe they've struggled with getting along with in the past. And so rather than this time of the year thinking and anticipating all the great things to come this season, they're already in the worrying mode. So I believe that it's those individuals that we want to reach out to this morning.
Rhonda Martin is with us. We are talking about dealing with anxiety at this time of year. Rhonda is a licensed professional clinical counselor, and perhaps you're dealing with that anxiety right now, or the what ifs as you prepare for Christmas and celebrations all the way through the beginning of the new year. We're here to help. 888-914-9149 on the Catholic Order of Foresters studio line. If you're feeling a little bit of that anxiousness, that anxiety right now, Rhonda will give you some tips. 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. If you do have, and I think we all go there with the what ifs, we worry about things that in most cases never materialize. If you see yourself going down that road, worrying about the what ifs, what are some of the things that you could do to kind of pull yourself back?
Well, one thing to do, and it's a great time to do it now with at least a week to plan before Christmas, make sure that you do a little exercise we call What If 24 Hours Later. And so what that means is today, write down five or six things that you feel worried about, anxious about, upset, depressed about, and rate them on a scale of 1 to 10 of how much do you really feel anxious or depressed or stressed about that. 24 hours later, so tomorrow, at whatever the exact time of the events today, so if the first one is at 9:30, tomorrow at 9:30, go back and rate on a scale of 1 to 10. how much of a concern was that really? And what you learn about yourself is that on day two, when you go back and you reevaluate, you rate each of the items so much lower. And so what it teaches us, John, is that we overreact with anxiety and depression by a certain amount of levels. So if today I write down 5 different topics that really get me upset or anxious, and I say that I'm a 9 on all of them of being really upset today, but tomorrow, when I've had 24 hours to process and get through and rethink it, I'm rating them just a 2, then one thing I learn about myself is that, boy, I really go up 7 levels when I'm worried, and these things really aren't the type of topics I should be worrying about. So it's just an exercise that we can use to teach ourselves not to worry so much. And a second technique, especially as we go into Christmas, is pick 2 or 3 activities that no matter what, you have complete control over, and you know that they're going to bring you joy. And they can be simple activities, they can be simple family activities. And a few examples of them are, with regard to children, one thing that some families will do is to order a happy birthday Jesus cake or cookie, or even make one, a big chocolate chip cookie, and they write on there, happy birthday Jesus. And that becomes an activity that takes some of their time that they're very focused on, that is, they know for sure is going to go really well for them. Another may be just watching a traditional movie like Rudolph or Frosty. I know that even with high schoolers in my home, we did that. We set our movie night last Sunday, and everyone watched Rudolph. At first, they joked about it. You know, gosh, I'm a sophomore in high school, and I'm watching Rudolph with my parents, and they thought it was funny and teased about it all day. But at the end of it, they were like, that was so fun. So pick certain activities that, though they be a half hour or an hour this season, that there's something that you know you can count on to be every bit the experience that you want it to be.
Us big kids did the same thing too, watched Rudolph on television last week. And as I was watching it, it reminded me of the innocence of my childhood, and that it really is a choice, that I have the choice to choose that innocence, not being Pollyanna, but to just take a look at how to simplify things in life. So that was a nice gift from the Holy Spirit that came through Rudolph, of all people. Talk about seasonal affective disorder, the SADs. Is it a good idea to just simply, if you're affected by the lack of light, to turn all the lights on in your house? Would something as simple as that be a little bit of a help?
Well, some of the best things that a person can do is actually, when it's a physiological type of mental health concern, as such as seasonal affective with the lack of sunlight, it's resolving it with other physical types of activities and things. So one of the better ways to handle it is to get some exercise, because you're going to be able to take yourself to a better place for the next few weeks when you're dealing with sunlight issues. If you can schedule 3 to 4 times a week, that whether there's a gym that has an indoor track that you can go walk a half hour a day, if you can just get into a gym for the next 2 months and plan that 3 to 4 times a week, it has such a difference it makes in your life, because it helps to regulate the serotonin in your brain, which is what causes and lets that seasonal affective disorder get to individuals. And then I guess one other little, it sounds unusual, but if it's snowing outside, the sun will reflect off of the white snow a lot, and a lot of patients will find a bit of relief from just being outside for a few minutes when that sun is so bright reflecting off of the snow. So if you're in an area that is the case, that's one way to handle it. And of course, if you're in Texas or Florida or Southern California, certainly just continue being outside as much as you are in the summer months.
And we've also talked about giving the gift of time, Rhonda. If we all have that 168 hours, that gift of time that God gives us, if we know someone who is alone, give them that gift of time. Go spend some time with them. Take them out. That will help them if they're sitting alone.
Absolutely. And if you know that someone is alone, it's also very good for them if they have a plan that they're going to see someone within a day or two. So if for some reason you cannot get to them on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve to give them some special visit, make certain that you give them a time and say, hey, on the 26th, how about if we have lunch together? I'll bring it to your home and we will have time together, because that individual is going to be thinking about that on the 24th and 25th if they start to feel lonely, that, hey, I do have an activity planned for Christmas. It's just the day after. So somehow we can stretch the days of the 24th and 25th out to give more on the surrounding days to those that might not have any plan at all.
Generally, kids are resilient, but if we see our kids kind of withdrawing a little bit, how should we approach them?
Just talking to them, because sometimes we assume that it's whatever we might be feeling that they're feeling, and many times it's not. It's something related to school or to a friend or something that can be talked through. So especially with children, make certain that you just ask them specifically, hey, what's going on? And if they don't want to answer at the time that you ask them, the next time you're in the car, they're sitting in the back seat, just turn around and say, hey, I need to know what's been going on with you lately. Is there, just tell me one thing that could be better. And give them the chance to talk when they're not distracted. And if there is a device in their hand, make sure they put it down, because they're not going to get the answer that is deep down if there's a phone in their hand.
That's right. Yeah, that's the false positive of those electronic devices. Rhonda Martin with some solutions today on anxiety, especially at this time of the year. It just seems to be amplified. Rhonda is a licensed professional clinical counselor, board certified professional counselor, and a fellow of the American Psychotherapy Association. You may reach her at her website, expertnewsanalyst.com. That's expertnewsanalyst.com. Rhonda, thank you. Have a blessed remainder of Advent. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Speaking of the holidays, you know that the stress levels are up. You're saying, I know, John, don't even tell me about it, but how those stress levels can sometimes trigger an argument in your relationship, in your marriage. How to avoid that? We've got the tips coming up next, 29 after now on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.